Well, it affects us in a couple different ways. The Medicare cuts that have been in the news in the last few days, which this 2% Medicare cut that's been proposed, and this will we'll realize a couple million dollars because of those cuts. And then there are the cuts to our research programs, the NIH grants, National Institutes of Health, the National Cancer Institute grants that we receive from the federal government. And when we sort of do the modeling about, and the reason that we have no definitive number is we're not quite sure how this is all going to roll out, but it's $5 to $6 million in a nut, and
a certainly significant amount,
very significant. And you know, this is the cuts to Medicare are real, and there's been a lot of talk about community oncologists and the effect this will have on their business and their ability. I guess across the country, many community oncologists, because they can't afford to give chemotherapy with those cuts, are turning patients away. Roswell Park, as you know, is we're an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center. We will turn no one away. While this is not a good thing to lose money on these group of patients, and hopefully this will get resolved, we're here to accommodate our oncology needs for the people of Western New York, so that won't happen here. But for research, this is significant, and awareness about this around the country is important, because this is not only Roswell Park, but all the comprehensive cancer centers that around the country where they're all suffering. We have a $60 million that we receive from the federal government from the NIH in grants. And so when you look at these cuts, that's a lot of money. And scientists were trying to put together plans where we can provide gap funding for these investigators when they realize these shortfalls, so that they don't have to lay someone off, so they can continue their important projects. Because remember, these are the funded projects, the ones that are deemed by peer review to have the most promise and be the most significant. These aren't just sort of miscellaneous science that's going on in someone's lab. These are the funded projects from the National Institutes of Health. So it's something that concerns us a lot, and there are a number of things around the country to make people aware of this. Nationally, the big American Cancer Research Society is having their meeting in Washington, D.C., starts today and goes through next Tuesday. So Monday morning, there's a rally planned in Washington, D.C. They're hopeful to get at least 10,000 folks to participate in this. There's over 170 organizations that are participating, and then so there are a number of us that will be at that meeting and will be in the rally. Then here locally, in our conference room here, the Zebro conference room, Congressman Higgins will be here, Dr. Trump, our CEO and president, Dr. Lapman, who's the head of HWI, and Dr. Murphy, Tim Murphy, who is the head of the translational research efforts at the University at Buffalo, will also be here to sort of spearhead awareness about this.
How do you spread that message that cancer research and the cutting-edge research that's conducted, especially here in Buffalo, is vital to the future of so many citizens and their lives?
Well, I think, you know, to deliver this message, if you're a family member or a person out there that where cancer has really touched your life, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because it's that hope. Research is the hope for that cure, for that enhanced survival, for beating this terrible disease that affects so many of us. But I think that if you're not affected by cancer, thinking about why do we care about trying to understand more about how to develop a better approach to cancer, I think that sometimes we're just not aware maybe as we should be about these things. And, you know, it's not just cancer. The discoveries and the things that happen in the oncology arena have implications to many other diseases. And so research in science and medicine impacts so many aspects of our life. And, you know, we have a lot of excellence here in Western New York, not only at Roswell Park, but at the University of Buffalo, and this hurts all of us.
Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for updating us on the situation, and we wish all of you the best of luck in the rallies.
Thank you. Thank you so much for what you do.